we forget sometimes that there are a lot of other states who are going through the same thing that we're going through, although they're a lot behind us. And all of the referendums before have come from people, have come from people's votes. In New Hampshire just last week, there was a bill up that would have allowed the legalized marijuana for people 21 years older, and would have allowed a 6-plant limit on home growing, and it proposed a huge tax, $530 per ounce tax, which is huge. it died in the House, there will not be legal marijuana in New Hampshire for the time being. They've tried to do this. They've tried to decriminalize marijuana several times before, but the Senate always kills the House bills, and they always trot out the same experts that we heard here in Colorado that you hear all of the time. One of the representatives said, "How much more available can it be for teenagers?" He says, "You know, it's hard to imagine an environment where students have greater access to marijuana than they already do." But still, so in New Hampshire, that didn't work. In Ohio, opposition to the medical marijuana has really grown. Recently, a letter was sent to every township in Richland County asking for a prohibition on medical marijuana within their jurisdictions, signed by 70 clergymen. And once again, they brought out the same thing. They brought up the same arguments. One of the guys said, "Just because it's called medical doesn't mean it doesn't have an addiction or have adverse effects." Now, people on the other side said, "Well, remember that opiates also have those same qualities, and they seem to be okay."
As does alcohol.
Yes. And so in Ohio, they're still working on that. We'll keep you up on that. Arkansas is in the middle of implementing its medical marijuana, and there's been a lot of opposition to that. And the Arkansas House just recently voted against a bill to ban marijuana edibles, which would be difficult. I mean, if medical marijuana is not available as an edible, it's not available to many people. So wisely, the House voted against that. And that follows the Senate, which 2 weeks earlier had rejected a proposal to ban smoking medical marijuana. So there's a lot of opposition, even in states where it has already become legal. Finally, in Montana, on March 6th, there's a battle there over what is usable marijuana.
Okay, what's that all about?
This one comes over a man who was found with an ounce of undried marijuana along with an ounce of dried marijuana. You're only allowed 1 ounce.
So, when we talk about undried, for those who don't know, is that just the plant?
Yeah, that's as a, you know, it's grown and then it's dried before it's processed. And so his argument was that he can't use that, so it's unusable marijuana. So he's asking the Supreme Court to nullify the fact that he was arrested. The Supreme Court hasn't decided to do that yet. And so the jurisdiction is saying, well, let's go to court and then maybe the Supreme Court will do it later. We'll also keep you up on this. I'm sure that these kind of things are going to keep happening. This one just over what is usable and what is not.
Well, people can read more about which states are moving ahead or moving sideways or moving in some direction regarding legalization of marijuana. That's at Sensi Magazine. Find it online at sensimag.com or in newsstands around the metro area. Thank you, Leland Rucker.
Thank you.